You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. So much can shift when you give yourself permission to run your business and market from a place that is truly aligned with your bigger vision, which is what today's Soulful Selling Story is all about. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. Today, we have another mini Soulful Selling Stories interview with Yael Dubin, all about finding a way to create offers and market your business from a truly aligned place. Dr. Yael Dubin is a leadership coach who brings her former careers as a psychiatrist and college educator to the goal of helping solopreneurs and purposeful professionals to stand in their value, truth, and strength. Yael helps practical, action-oriented women tap into their powerful core self so that they can experience abundant success in all areas of their lives. As you will hear in our chat, Yael's philosophy is really working for them. I really hope this story gives you the permission you need to sell and market your way and to not be afraid to share your bigger vision, share your bigger mission with your right people. Enjoy. I would love to start by hearing a little bit more about your business, maybe your business journey and how you came to do what you do.
Yes, my business journey. I want to say this current business is the second time I've tried my hand at coaching. My first effort was in 2005 or six, and I really didn't have business skills and it didn't go anywhere. But coaching and the desire to coach never left me. And in 2021, I finally got the courage to try again, got a coaching certificate, opened the doors, and I have had a couple of different business coaches along the way to try to help me market myself better and market my services better. They have each played a role. One of them, the primary help she gave me was just raising my prices, which is great because immediately I started making more money, didn't even have to get more clients in. But the next coach also helped a lot, but helped in a very short-term way. She really helped with social media marketing in particular and was really, she was very focused on evergreen programs, and I had wanted an evergreen program. I learned a lot from her approach, and it was also really exhausting for me. Mm-hmm. Then I discovered you, Ruth, mm-hmm. and your approach. Yeah. So that's been a game changer.
Okay. Well, that leads me very nicely into your Soulful Selling story. So the story that you wanted to talk about today was about finding an approach that really aligns with what you want to do, what matters to you in your business and your values. So if you don't mind, can you talk a bit about how things were going for you before you found a way that aligned with your values? Like, what were the roadblocks you were seeing, and were you trying to fit yourself into a certain way of doing things?
Totally. I think one of the there were a couple of roadblocks. One is around an issue that for a lot of business coaches is so important, which is the idea of niching down. And for me, and what I feel called to do with my particular skill set and disposition in the world is I feel called to help people live soul-aligned lives, to really fully express their souls in the world. And one way that I wanted to do that was through a mindful dating program. I really wanted to help people who felt it was part of their soul journey to have a partnership, find a partner, and to do it their own way without falling into all the, I don't know, the pop culture traps that we fall into in dating. In the process of trying to market that program, I fell into the pop culture trap of online marketing, and I was trying to be too niche down. I wasn't speaking to all of my clients. I wasn't talking to the value of what I did, and I wasn't really talking to the transformation that people achieve in that program. Like it's about so much more than dating. It has nothing to do with lipstick color or getting second dates. It was just, it's a very profound transformation that people had and living, I guess I would say, in standing in their value, truth, and strength in dating, but in every other aspect of their lives too. And I was spending a lot of time doing kind of cold outreach to people on Facebook, having lots of live events that were exhausting and draining for me, offering a lot of free services, trying to make up for not having the numbers by charging more for my program than the market could really support at that time. And I wasn't feeling fulfilled because I was only talking to one small segment of what I have to offer, is really the bottom line. I just wasn't feeling like my full message was getting out and what it is that I want to do for and with people. And then I discovered your ecosystem concept. And I thought, this is perfect for me because I have so many things in my ecosystem. And this gave me permission to be multidimensional. Whereas I felt like I had to really niche down into dating and only talk about that, I felt like now I have permission to talk about what it means to stand in your value, truth, and strength when you're dating. What is it like when you're married? And what is it like at your workplace? What is it like when you're negotiating a salary to stand in your value, truth, and strength? So, really, that full picture of what I have to offer people about being self-led, leading from that core strength that we all have within, but don't know how to access most of the time. And I felt like I had permission to do that. And I think my when I felt permission to do that, I felt like my voice was a lot more authentic. And I feel that my right people can hear it when they listen to my podcast, when they listen to a live, when they meet with me. And I'm pulling them in a very different way. And it just feels better to me.
Yeah, I can relate to so much of that journey. It also sounds like there's a huge parallel between the work that you're actually helping people with in the dating and like how they can be all of themselves and be in alignment and you actually running your business in integrity with what you're teaching.
Yes, and leave it to the wonderful coach that you are to notice that yes. And as I live into that alignment, I feel like that has changed my marketing in a way that goes beyond just the process. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but the way I show up
Yes.
is very different.
So
Yeah.
you mentioned like this ecosystem kind of philosophy. And in terms of like practical, like how you had the kind of, I guess, permission slip and something clicked for you. Practically speaking, what changed in the way you were showing up, in the way you were practically marketing, running your business? I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so what changed is I still talk about mindful dating. I still talk about what it means to stand in your value, truth, and strength when you're dating. I talk about how we need a strategy when we're dating. A strategic approach makes a huge difference. And being values-led makes a huge difference. And I also talk about how Living in alignment with your soul is the very best gift you have to offer the world. That when you are standing in your value, truth, and strength, and you're bringing your best self forward, there's nothing better you have to offer the world. A lot of us really well-intended people want to do activism or change policies, but our best work and our most effective work is going to first come from being aligned and then moving out from there. And when I talk about things in that way, the people who are inspired by that vision of contributing to making the world a better place come my way and they get that bigger picture vision. I'm an internal family systems coach, so I do IFS work in my coaching. And I use a somatic approach with my IFS, much like you do with your somatic coaching. And it is incredibly powerful and transformative. So I do that. And then I can have, for example, I have a one-off course, which is a mindful dating profile pack, where I guide people through writing a profile that feels very aligned. I will at some point have a mindful dating strategy pack, and I'm going to have a job seeker strategy pack. So, how do you find that job that's aligned with you? If you don't want to be an entrepreneur, how do you find the job, the one that's waiting for you and your best self to kind of plug and play and make great differences in the world through that occupation? So this has given me permission to experiment with a lot of different things. I also have a sold out success masterclass, which really speaks to, I work with a lot of my clients are attorneys, other coaches, therapists, and this course is really for them to help them find their alignment and operate from that place. So as an attorney, you can shift the whole legal practice by shifting yourself. That is how you make that change, is getting there yourself and moving forward from there.
So, as you speak, like it's a whole philosophy and it's a whole way of being that's underlying everything you're putting out there. And like I can feel that as you're speaking it. And I guess that's what you mean when you say like it's not just about the way I marketed that shifted, like it goes beyond that. Like there's an energy to it when you're coming from this really aligned and very connected to yourself, and the highest vision that you have for your clients, and speaking from that place.
And that's, I think your approach also has helped me really connect to the highest vision that I have and own it and talk about it. And I know you've mentioned you don't have to own it or talk about it, but really talking about that bigger transformation in my work has been important to own it, that I am actually inspired by a bigger vision. And there are many small steps on the way to that bigger vision. And I get that. And I'm also able now, I think better able, because I can own the big vision, to own all of those small steps, the little mosaic pathway up the mountain, in a way that I just really couldn't before. For me, it's been really transformative.
I love it. Thank you. And I think that bigger vision piece is what connects the dots. When it's, I think that the whole like really niching down thing works for lots of people. But for some of us, it just never clicks or it chips away at us. We feel like we're putting ourselves into a box and connect. For me, that has been the answer as well. Like connecting with this bigger picture of what, because when I do the journaling, when I do the exercises, it's never about like, I want to help people set up a sales funnel. Like it's, that's never like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I actually love playing with the tech and like setting up the stuff behind the scenes, but every time it comes down to, I want to help people express their full selves. Like every time, no matter what I'm doing the journaling, figuring out the content I want to write for a launch, whatever. I just want to help people be themselves. And I believe that the world is a better place when they are themselves. But that for me is what connects all the, yeah, like you said, the mosaic. I love that way of describing it.
Yeah, thank you. And I think just seeing you, and I sort of see you as a bit of a trailblazer in that way, seeing you doing it gives me not just permission, but courage to say, I can do this. And I know, like, you do a lot in the sales and marketing space, and that is a whole space I do nothing with. That is where I need to learn and grow. But seeing you do it there gives me the courage to do it in my own special way.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And that's exactly what I want for anyone that I work with. So since you've felt this permission slip and courage, like what has shifted? in the work that you do, in the way that you're selling? Like what changes are you noticing? I mean, I'm guessing it's still a work in progress, but is there anything that you're witnessing?
So there's a few things. One is I have an increasing number of private clients and people seeking me out and people getting referred in by clients I'm already working with. I'm noticing that my messaging and what I share is speaking more with people on my email list. I'm getting more responses back to my emails. I'm having probably once a month, I'll do like a paid live round for a course that is in development. More and more people sign up for those, more people show up for them, and more people share how transformative those experiences are for them. So I'm getting a lot, my impact is bigger. I think that would be the outcome. My impact is bigger.
Amazing, amazing. And you may have already answered this question, but my quick fire question before we wrap things up is, what is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society?
My biggest win has really been, it's been the internal shift and having more confidence in who I am and what I have to offer as a coach, and really focusing on the transformation that I offer. That's been the biggest win of all.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Finally, where can people go to find out more about you and the incredible work that you do?
BehiraCoaching.com. And that's BECHIRA, BehiraCoaching.com.
Thank you. And I'll put the links to that, your socials, and your masterclass in the show notes for everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have actually just loved hearing about the passion that you have for your work. Like, it is infectious, and that is the whole point when you're speaking from that place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.